Weather conditions across the U.S. are going to continue to be quite tenuous, to say the least, as we move forward through these next several days. In fact, for the next week to 10 days, too much rain will continue to occur periodically, and that is going to hinder some of this field work desire that so many farmers have. There's a lot of work that's left to be done, and those prevent plant dates are approaching quickly, and it looks like the rainfall pattern for the next 10 days is still going to be erratic enough to support at least some field progress. The recent warm weather we've had across a big part of the country has helped tremendously in firming up the ground in a few pockets. The unfortunate part is that we're not going to be dry enough for a long enough period of time to seriously firm up the soil for a prolonged period of farming activity. The ground will just begin to firm when it starts to rain again, and that's where the problem lies. For the majority of the region, we'll probably see the best field working opportunities in parts of Ohio, Kentucky, and southern and central parts of Indiana. And there may be a few areas in southern Illinois that will do okay between now and Friday evening. But after that, it's downhill for a while in southern Illinois. And we can say the same thing about Missouri. Missouri will probably also encounter some impressive storms on Saturday going into Sunday. And a few could start as early as Friday at evening. Now, these areas I've just mentioned, the lower Midwest, they all have a chance for a few showers here in the near term part of the outlook, but they are probably not going to see enough precipitation to just stop all signs of drying and all opportunities for field work, but it's just not going to be an ideal environment. Now, if we take a look at the upper Midwest, most of the wettest conditions, I think, over the next 2 weeks will likely be focused on the upper Midwest. Now, there will be some breaks in the rain, but I don't think that it's going to be quite as warm there as it will be in the rest of the Midwest, and so the end result here is that there will be that'll probably be the area with the slowest field progress, and the biggest concern about prevent plant dates approaching will probably come from that particular area, because the rain is just not going to be light enough or infrequent enough to allow for good drying to take place, and so we will fall further behind in some locations. Now, today's forecast is not as wet as it was yesterday across the upper parts of the Midwest and the Northern Plains, and today's forecast makes more sense, but it's still not dry enough for a long enough period of time to really have a big impact on moving the field progress forward in a significant manner. Outside of the United States, we're still watching places like China, where there's way too much dryness taking place in the North China Plain. That's one of their most important corn and soybean production areas. The odds are good that that particular region is going to end up doing without a significant amount of moisture through the end of this month. Now, that's not necessarily a crisis, but if it stays dry in early June, it will become one fairly quickly, so we want to keep an eye on that. Another part of China that had been drying out previously was in the Northeast provinces, but they will get rain periodically over the coming week. Outside of this particular region, most of the rest of the world is doing okay. There is a need for some rain in Australia's winter wheat, barley, and canola production areas in order to support the planting of those crops. The only significant precipitation that's on the forecast charts for that particular region is going to be today into Saturday, when there will be a quick moving frontal system from west to east across the nation that will offer some teasing rain, but it's not going to be enough to moisten the soil in a significant manner. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.